This is Outspoken, the podcast that's not afraid to say exactly what you're thinking.
Our names are Amy, Kate and Sophie Torber. We're identical triplets, but we often don't have identical opinions. So sometimes things can get heated.
Outspoken covers all things reality TV, influencers, entertainment and issues facing women.
That is so fetch.
Thank you.
Gosh, I cannot believe it's Friday again. I have felt so disorientated this week because I've had a 3-day working week and I have just been all over the place. But thank God it is Friday.
It's so weird because even though we've had 2 days off, I keep thinking it should be later than it is.
Oh, you're all ready for the weekend. Well, what are you guys doing this weekend?
Well, I'm excited because I've got a puppy play date with Archie's brother, and it's really nice because I've actually become friends with the girl who's got his brother. So it's really cute. Every now and then we catch up and take them down to the beach for a swim. And it's so funny because Cocker Spaniels seem to play differently than other dogs do. They always pull at each other's ears and just have the best time. But it's funny, she was telling me that her dog doesn't get along with other breeds of dogs, and it's sometimes the same for Archie. So it's so cute to see them together.
It's funny because my golden retriever, Shadow, doesn't like golden retrievers. He doesn't really like other dogs. He just loves people. I think he thinks he is a person.
Well, what about you, Amy? What have you got planned?
I honestly have nothing planned for the weekend. I'm so exhausted from the long weekend that's just been. So we've had so many social engagements. So I just think I'm going to be chilling.
Oh, so many social engagements.
I'm not bragging at all. I'm just saying it's going to be a chilled one, I think.
Now, I heard you had quite a fun time on your houseboat.
Oh, it's not my houseboat, but it's Dale's friend's houseboat. And wow, it was very, very impressive. But we were just there for one night and yeah, I'm exhausted. So
I couldn't believe the Snapchats you were sending me. I'm thinking, how much does a houseboat like that cost? It was bigger than my own house.
Oh, it was pretty impressive. I was shocked. It was a 4-bedroom houseboat and the people were absolutely lovely who own it. So it was, yeah, it was a fun time away.
Well, it's very clever being friends with them.
Yeah. What about you, Kate?
Well, on the topic of houses, last week was really scary for me. I actually thought I might not have a house anymore. So for those who aren't aware, the Adelaide Hills had a really bad fire. So the fire started in Cherry Gardens, which is a suburb away from where I live. And on Sunday afternoon, I was just cleaning out my wardrobe and I went to chuck something in the laundry and I saw Reese's face from outside and he came in and he looked really worried. And I'm like, what's wrong? I thought he'd seen a snake. And anyway, he goes, look, I don't want you to panic, but it might be a good idea if you pack a bag because there's a fire over in the other suburb and it's quite smoky.
Well, it wasn't just a fire. It was a massive bushfire.
Yeah, exactly right. So I went up to the top of our backyard. Our backyard is like 3 tiers. So I went up the top and there was just smoke billowing out and it looked so close. So I walked down the stairs trying not to panic and I got my suitcase out and you really learn what's important to you. So Reese is like, just grab a couple of things. We'll stay with mum and dad tonight and, you know, just grab anything that's important. And sadly, the most important things to me were my childhood soft toys and Reese just cracked it. I came out with my little suitcase and my big penguin under my arm. He's like, are you serious?
I did also hear a little whisper that you tried to take your Smeg cooking appliances with you as well.
Yes, I may have tried to sneak my Smeg mixer out with me, but I wasn't allowed to. Anyway, jokes aside though, it was really scary, but luckily on Monday, the rain started and it literally extinguished the fire. Well, not so much extinguished it, but got it to a place where it was contained. So we were allowed to go home and it was such a relief to be finally back home. I know it was only like over 24 hours, but it was just such an unsettling time.
Oh, and by the way, YOU'RE means you are. YOUR means you're.
You know, I can't believe I even thought of getting back together with you. We are so over.
Fine by me.
Well, let's get into our social dilemma of the week. And today we're going to be talking about presents at baby showers. Now, I've got to admit, I've only ever been to one baby shower. And I don't think you guys have actually been to any, have
no,
you?
No, I have been to one, but it was like a mixed baby shower. So the mum and dad and all their friends were there. Oh. So it wasn't your traditional girly baby shower.
I've actually never been to one. I don't know. That might be an unusual thing for someone who's 31. I have been invited, but I was not free that day. So I haven't experienced the whole gift giving or gift purchasing.
Well, for those people that haven't been to a baby shower, the tradition is that the mum-to-be will sit around and all the guests will watch as they go through present by present. So they'll actually announce, this present is from Kate. And then everyone looks at it and comments.
I feel like I've seen that on the Kardashians and lots of American movies, but I didn't know if it necessarily happened at baby showers. At the baby shower I went to, it didn't happen.
I've got to say, I did feel really awkward when I went to a baby shower and they were opening gifts in front of everyone, because I suddenly thought, oh my God, is this even an appropriate gift to give?
I've got to say, I went and shopped with you to find this gift because we don't really know much about baby showers, as you can see, and the gifts that should be given. We did spend a lot of time in Kmart. I don't know if that's frowned upon. I don't know if that's too cheap. But we thought, well, let's buy, you know, lots of different little toys and stuff. But we ended up getting a gift that was for a like 12-month.
Yeah, I think it was like the gift was too old. But we've had somebody write in and they've asked us, is this correct etiquette at a baby shower? Should people be opening presents in front of their guests? What do you guys think?
Well, personally, I feel like it does add a fun element to the day, seeing what everyone bought the pregnant person. But at the same...
pregnant person.
Oh, I'm trying to think.
The mum-to-be.
The mum-to-be. But at the same time, if you're sort of a fringe friend and you haven't spent as much as other people, I can see how it could be quite awkward. For example, if you're the best friend, of course you're going to spend more than some fringe friends. So that's my issue with it.
I got to say, I at the best of times don't like opening gifts in front of people. Christmas Day is a little bit different because everyone's opening presents. It's a bit of fun. But you know, on your birthday, well, I mean, I know we share our birthday, but there is that kind of pressure on you to react to the gift. Oh. So I don't know if I'd actually want to be really performative with opening gifts at my baby shower. But again, if I have picked out a really lovely gift, I do like seeing the person's reaction. So I'm really torn about it.
Do you think it's normal for people to have a gift registry at baby showers?
Wow. No.
No, I think that's a wedding thing, isn't it?
I've been to a hen's party where the person had two hen's parties and there was a gift registry for that as well. And the cheapest thing was $50.
Wow. I mean, I think that's a little bit too much because normally at a hen's party, I know we're sort of verging on a different topic, but I feel like at a hen's party, you normally pay your own way anyway. So perhaps if the hen's party has been put on and you don't have to pay anything, maybe bring a gift.
I did not know it was a thing that you had to bring a gift to a hen's party. Like, is that actually a thing? Because I've been to hen's parties and I've never bought a gift because, as you said, I've paid to be there.
Well, to answer Kate's question, they did actually put on the event for everyone and provide food, but I don't know how much the bridesmaids paid for it.
That's an interesting one. I mean, I feel like a real asshole because I didn't bring a hen's party gift to our best friend's hen's party.
I don't think it's common. I think this might have just been an, you know.
I'm sorry, Owen, if you're listening, that happened. Well, I don't know. I think maybe a gift registry might be a good idea for a baby shower because you don't want to get, you know, 10, I'm trying to even think, 10 rattles, I was going to say, but I don't know
if people buy rattles anymore.
I think having a gift registry for a baby shower is a bit OTT because then I feel like it's awkward if you're a fringe friend and you're going to it, then they're going to know exactly how much you've spent.
Yeah, there is something awkward about that. But the other issue is if you're then doubling up on the same sort of things.
Yeah, I suppose you can't go wrong with buying baby clothes. Like, they're always going to wear them. What about when they build sort of things out of nappies? Is that a good thing to bring?
Or? What do you mean?
I don't know. I remember seeing, maybe it was on the Kardashians or something. They had all these nappies in a sort of...
Year supply of nappies.
I've seen a cake made out of nappies.
No, it wasn't a year supply. It was like it was built, I don't know, into a stalk or I don't know.
You can tell none of us have kids here.
Would you guys say you're having a baby? Would you have a baby shower and open the gifts in front of everyone?
Oh, you know what? Well, I might actually have one of those gender reveals. What do you guys think about that? I mean, I feel like they're either verging on tacky or fun.
I'd be too embarrassed to have one, I think, because everyone I've spoken to recently is like, ugh. Like, I feel like it's something you do if you're an influencer, but it's not something that real people seem to do. So that's not throwing shade at anybody. Like, I feel like it'd be quite cool to have a gender reveal, but it depends. I feel like maybe it's a private moment with partner.
You know what, though? I feel like I want to be like Steph Claire Smith standing on an oval with Brandon with his big shotgun in hand shooting out either blue or pink.
But haven't you heard about all those deaths? I think we've spoken about it on the podcast. All those deaths that have occurred at gender reveal parties when those guns go wrong. I think I'd more like, oh, I don't know, you know the cake and you cut it and the liquid comes out?
The liquid? Do you mean a different colour?
Yeah, like either blue or pink.
Sorry, is that one of those like grotesque cakes at baby showers where it cuts open and it's like a vagina and it's like a baby's head and blood coming out?
I don't know if you're allowed to say vagina on the podcast. Oh, I'm just joking.
God, I listen to so many podcasts and that's not a rude word.
Well, just to wrap it up, Kate, do you think it's tacky or not?
I don't think it's tacky. I don't know if I would do it because I don't like opening presents in front of people, but I think each to their own. I think it depends on the event.
Sorry, what do you mean by the event?
I mean, if it's some big show-off thing where there's a gift registry, I say open the presents. But if it's in a low-key event, you have a table where you put the presents and you open them in the comfort of your own home where no one's there. And then you can comment on whether you like the gifts or not.
Do you know what I think you do? Yeah, you wait until after and it's just when you're with your mom and your sisters or your best friend and you open it together, not in front of everybody.
Yeah.
You know what? The more we talk about it, I think I'm almost sold on this sitting around getting presents idea. I don't think there's anything wrong with it at all.
I'd be embarrassed. I find it so embarrassing opening presents in front of people, especially if you don't like it. But then again, it's all baby stuff, so I'd be pretty neutral to whatever I got.
There's peer pressure there to get you a nice present.
Well, I would love to hear what everyone in our community thinks, especially people that have had their own baby shower or have attended more than one baby shower.
You know, that was Michael and Carol. She's wondering when we're going to come over and see the baby.
Oh, see the baby. Again with the baby.
Who are they?
Oh, it's this guy who used to live in the building. They keep calling us to see the baby.
You got to see the baby. When are you going to see the baby? Can't they just send us a tape?
You know, maybe if you wait a few more months, it won't be a baby anymore. Then you won't have to see it.
Because it'll be all grown up.
Yeah.
Let's get into the influencer wrap, and I really want to talk about Shani Grimmon's new boyfriend, Jacob Tomkins. Now, he has officially become an influencer this week, posting his first sponsored post. What did you guys think about this?
Well, it's clear there's so much interest in him already. Shani shared on her Instagram story that her Insta story views had grown to 300,000 that week, and I think that's because everyone just wants to catch a glimpse of him.
Did she acknowledge that this was because of her boyfriend, or she was just sort of saying she can't believe she's had so many views?
Well, a follower actually wrote in saying, "We all want to see your boyfriend." So I think she does realize that it's because of him.
Well, as you said, I feel like she does know. She is posting a lot about him. And on the 22nd of January, she actually tagged him in a post. And at that point, his followers went up by nearly 5,000.
Mm. Well, he's been appearing a lot in her Instagram stories. And I don't know, this is just my opinion. They've been quite cringe. So he was doing a handstand in front of the mirror. And another one was him running towards her, jumping on her, making out with her, and then saying, "I've missed you. I haven't seen you for a minute."
Yeah, I don't want to be that negative person, but there's something that doesn't sit quite well with me with this Jacob guy. Like, he's so good looking, and I don't want to put him into a box because he is so good looking, but I just feel like there's some ulterior motive. And the fact that he posted a sponsored post so early on in their relationship, it just puts big question marks in my mind.
See, I know where you're coming from, but I also feel bad for judging him for doing it because... I mean, it would be really hard if you're going out with an influencer and then suddenly there's all this interest in you and people are approaching you and offering you big money to do posts. I feel like he's within his right to be able to do it. And, you know, Shani might be helping him out, trying to encourage him to do these things. But it would be so hard being an influencer not knowing if people were actually using you for your fame.
I do feel really mean saying that because I do like Shani Grimmon. I've been watching her for years and I feel like I know her and I think I want what's best for her. And it does seem really disingenuous posting a sponsored post as soon as you start dating her.
I think it's because we've seen what's happened with Shani's ex, Jonathan Sauer, and how he's sort of used the fame that he gained dating Shani to then start his own influencer career. And then the fact he's gone off and dated another influencer. I feel like now we're all a bit suspicious of her new boyfriends.
The thing with Jonathan, though, was he actually had his own life. Like, he was an accountant and he sort of slowly became an influencer as Shani's career took off. So it didn't seem as bad at the time. As you say, he now is dating another influencer, Madison Woolley. However, I feel like once you are an influencer, those are the circles you kind of socialize in.
Well, Shani actually did a true or false Q&A, and I thought it was really interesting because someone wrote in saying, "I think you jump into relationships too quickly." And she actually answered the question. This is what she said.
"I freaked out to my coach when Jacob came into my life, because 6 months after like coming out of a relationship, I was like, that is too soon. Like, that is fucking freaking me out. And my coach was like, why would you push something so amazing away? You've worked on yourself for 6 months. Like, you've grown so much. Like, why would you push this like person? You literally have written a manifestation list and he literally is hitting every single thing. It's like, I'm not just going to be like, nah, I've just got out of a relationship 6 months ago, so I'm not going to like deal with this. Like, I just didn't feel like that was right. And it felt right to move forward.
I've got to say, I would like to know if anyone who isn't an influencer has a life coach or actually manifest stuff, because these are all the things you hear about influencers talking about. I just would be interested to know if anyone actually really does it.
I
feel like people in the real world don't have a time to write down a manifestation chart of what they seek in a boyfriend. I don't know. I mean, she is only 23, so maybe she does have time.
Or even those daily journaling. Like, I've seen a lot of influencers like Steph Claire Smith talking about her journaling and whatnot. I mean, maybe I'm just jealous I don't have time to do it or make time to do it.
I feel like maybe they're onto something, because everyone who's successful seems to do manifestation. And I'm like, is it because they've manifested their success, or is it because they're successful and they've got time to do manifesting?
I feel like I'm not deep enough to do it. I don't know. Like, I couldn't even pinpoint all these things that, you know, I want in a partner. Like,
I actually said to Dale that maybe we should start doing it, because I said everyone who's like really successful does it. So maybe like with our business, Sophie, we should sit down and do some manifesting and see if it actually works.
Well, don't you just sit around and cut out pictures of things that you want and put them on a board?
We did that at uni, remember?
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I'm going to put this manifestation out to the universe. My dream car is a yellow Beetle. Ever since Bardo and Sophie Monk had the yellow Beetle with her Sophie number plate on it. So I'm putting that out there to the universe. Could I please have a yellow Beetle?
I just want a CX-5. Everyone's like, I want this like Rolls Royce. I want the Range Rover. I just want a Mazda CX-5.
Who's been saying they want a Rolls Royce?
Well, I went to say Range Rover and then Rolls Royce suddenly came out. But I'm sure there's people who want a Rolls Royce.
Richie Rich.
Look, I wouldn't mind a Land Rover or whatever it is. Is it Land Rover or Range Rover?
Let's make a manifestation thread in our group, maybe.
Yeah. Okay, everyone can post what they want and we'll see if it comes
true. Yeah, let's all be those wankers that do it.
Well, moving on Tuesday night, Celeb Spellcheck called out several influencers for their hypocritical behaviour regarding Australia Day. Did you guys see these posts?
Yeah, I did. They were very awkward.
They were. Well, the first person that was outed for her hypocritical behavior was PE Nation founder Pip Edwards. So in the morning, for those who didn't see it, Pip shared a letter to the editor on her story that detailed reasons why people shouldn't be celebrating January 26. In the afternoon, though, it seemed like she had a bit of a change of heart, because she posted this beautiful shot of the harbour and wrote, "A day to celebrate the land that we live and thrive on. I love you, Australia." What did you guys think about these posts?
It just baffles me that these influencers share all of these details, because if you're going to be hypocritical and post something like that in the morning and then go to an event, I don't understand. Why are you sharing photos of it? If you're going to do it, don't share a photo of it.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't want to be caught out for virtue signaling, then just don't Instagram your event that you go to. I mean, the best thing would be if they actually stood by what they posted in the morning and did the right thing. And the fact was, like, I don't know if you saw the Instagram stories that followed, but it was such a luxurious event. I mean, her partner Michael Clark was there and they were having this really elaborate bougie type of Australia Day lunch with prawns right on this, like, this ridiculous view. And I just thought, who actually wants to see this? This is only going to piss people off.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you guys say that they had the Aboriginal flag upside down?
Yeah, that was the other disgusting thing. So she was kind of showing off as if, oh, you know, we're celebrating Aboriginal culture. And yeah, puts the flag up wrong. I mean, firstly, there's a lot of mixed messages here. Firstly, you're saying the 26th of January isn't the day to celebrate. Then you're saying, what a great day to celebrate Australia. I love Australia. Then you're putting the flags up together, but you're so disrespectful that you've put it upside down.
It just seemed very tokenistic. It seemed like, oh, okay, we've thrown up the Aboriginal flag. We're allowed to celebrate then. It's like, I think you've kind of missed the concept of Invasion Day.
Well, Pip has come out and apologized. So on Wednesday afternoon, she wrote, "I want to express my sincere apologies to those that I have offended. My intentions were always from a good place, in support of all people wanting unity and community in the country and globally. I innocently did not realize that the Aboriginal flag was upside down and was more focused on the idea of raising both flags together on the one pole, flying as one. I understand it was a huge mistake to not know at the time, but my intention was never to cause disrespect. I then made the error of incorrectly using the word celebrate the land when it should have read acknowledge. Again, a big mistake on my part, and for that I deeply apologize." to me, this apology misses the mark. There's a lot of, it wasn't my intention. It's kind of like when you say, I'm sorry, but, like, she seemed to be justifying herself when clearly she didn't really understand what Invasion Day is about.
But I don't even think that she was trying to be offensive. I think she was just being uneducated about it.
Yeah, but that's the offensive thing. Don't virtue signal and put a post up that's showing, oh, yep, I really care about this, when you don't care.
Yeah,
you clearly don't
care. Yeah, I think a lot of people, and for want of a better word, were trying to be trendy about it. And we're trying, and I feel like that was her to a T.
At the end of the day, I think it's good that it's trendy that these things are being discussed. However, if your actions aren't going to match up with what you're putting out there, then it's just empty words.
Yeah, it's like all the people at the Black Lives Matter protest that were taking Instagram photos of themselves there.
Mm.
It's kind of like, it's good that you're there, but are you there just to be seen as if you're fighting for a cause, or are you there because you actually believe in it?
Well, on that topic, Ellie Miles, the former Bachelorette, did something quite similar. So on the 26th of January, Ellie actually shared a really great post saying that, look, she has celebrated Australia Day in the past, but she kind of has educated herself now and knows that it's important that they change the date. She also documented the fact that she went to a protest in the morning. So I was watching her stories and like, oh, this is cool. Then all of a sudden, it pops over and she's obviously finished at the protest and she's at a pool party with all these people there taking shots, singing karaoke, having an amazing time, obviously at an Australia Day party. I just could not believe this.
I did have a little bit of a laugh when I read the comments on Ellie's Instagram because someone wrote, very conflicting messages you're sending out today. Change the date or continue to have bogan piss-ups. And it, I feel bad, but gosh, it looked like a bogan piss-up. I have to agree.
It really did.
I feel like growing up, everyone had the tacky Australian bikinis and the thongs, and that just reminded me of the vibe of that party.
Yeah, that was definitely the vibe, but they didn't actually have, like, Ellie didn't show any of that stuff, but it was the vibe. Well, one person that was particularly offended by Ellie's behavior was Abby Chatfield, who I kind of was, I didn't even realize that Ellie and Abby were on the same series of The Bachelorette.
Oh, yeah. Like, they hated each other, I think.
It's funny because I don't really think of Abby as being a Bachelorette contestant anymore. Anyway, so
Abby, she seems above it, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does. And so Abby took to her Instagram story and wrote, you aren't being the change if you're participating in harmful traditions like, I don't know, celebrating genocide on stolen land. This is the easiest fucking decision to just not. Hottest 100 is now on the Saturday. You can celebrate the long weekend with your friends then. I did, without an Australian flag in sight. But it's a public holiday and it's hot. Let them have a pool party. Simply no, it's a public holiday, so use the time off. Work to do something to broaden your understanding of the harm colonization has caused. It's hot every day in summer. We live in fucking Australia and climate change is happening. We have a lot of hot days to choose from. Laughing my ass off. If you were actually listening to speakers at these rallies, you wouldn't be able to have fun in the afternoon. You want to dig deeper, feel the responsibility to be uncomfortable, to hopefully learn something. The level of cognitive dissonance is believing that you can actually attend a rally and then just pop over to your pool party is something else. Anyway, my followers all know this. We'll chat about it next week on the pod.
I'm hanging out for that episode.
I know, that was a real burn, but it was warranted. I think Abby really enjoyed calling out Ellie. I think there was a bit of beef between the two of them on Matt's series of The Bachelor.
Well, she's actually come out and apologized, hasn't she, Kate?
Yeah, well, Ellie did apologize. She said, to answer people's comments from yesterday, there is nothing else I can say in this situation other than I am sorry. I had a complete lapse of judgment and have a lot of regret for my actions. I sincerely apologize for upsetting anyone. I stand by my attendance at the Change the Date protest and feel that it is an incredibly important issue. I truly wasn't being insincere with my attendance. I know how it looks. We all make mistakes. I made one yesterday and all I can say once again from the bottom of my heart is that I truly am sorry.
Do you think that these people just lack perspective?
I just don't get it because your Instagram story plays it out for you. A lot of people go back, they flick through their own, they have a look. Could you not see that the optics of what she was putting out was not good at the time?
I also feel like a lot of people were angry on the 26th of January. Everyone had been to the rallies. Everyone was feeling passionate. And then everyone was on Instagram because they weren't out celebrating and they were just going, far out, we're going to get you guys. Because it annoys people so much when they see influencers doing this sort of behavior.
Well, it just seemed like she was playing the part. Here I am at the rally. I've got that done. Now I'm going to go enjoy myself in the pool.
You know, like on Snapchat, when you send it to the wrong friend, yeah. I feel like it's like she meant to put those Insta stories on private, just to her close friends.
Yeah.
And then decided to release them to the world.
Or did you guys see Jade Tunchi also called out on Celeb Spellcheck?
I feel like this was the worst post of the evening because I feel like it was the most insincere and the biggest virtue signaling going on by Jade. So Jade just posted a change the date graphic that I saw a lot of other influencers posting.
Then kind of like the black square that was going around, yeah, that everyone was posting.
Yeah, it was sort of that vibe. And then she followed up by posting lots of pictures of her boyfriend in budgie smugglers. Fortunately, they weren't Australian budgie smugglers. And they're back at this beachside mansion on the waterfront. I'd like to know whose house it actually is because they sort of randomly pop up there, but don't really say where it is. I mean, I might have missed this.
Maybe it's like a friend like mine that has a houseboat.
But then she put a selfie up and wrote, "Soul is happy." So she was obviously not really feeling the message that she posted earlier that morning.
Well, what was it that Celeb Spellcheck actually uncovered?
Well, so they juxtapositioned Jade's post about changing the date with a post that she made on Facebook in 2017, which read, "There's speculation that Aboriginals weren't from here originally. ... Look it up."
Do you know what blew my mind? The fact that this was from 2017, because I know Celeb Spellcheck has done a bit of a deep dive in the past and uncovered some unsavory comments from influencers, but they all appeared to be in 2009, so quite a long time ago when the discourse and narrative was a little bit different.
Do you know, I can just imagine Celeb Spellcheck sitting there, like, you know how when you schedule in posts for a client, you're like, "Oh, what are we going to post for Australia Day? Oh, we've got this old post of Jade talking about Indigenous Australians. Let's pop this up."
Well, Celeb Spellcheck did say in the comments that this isn't the first time Jade's posted something offensive. Apparently, there's been a lot of homophobic and other racial slurs found on her Facebook page. And I mean, as we've said, there is a difference, I think, between digging something up that was posted, you know, 10 to 15 years ago. But considering this was only 4 years ago, it's pretty disgusting.
She is 24. Does that come into account at all? Well, I mean, there's a lot of very educated 20-year-olds out there who would not be making these.
Was she an influencer then as well?
I don't think we can say that she was 20, that she gets away with saying something dumb like that. I mean,
I'm not saying that, but you've got to take people's age into consideration, yeah, how they use social media.
20-year-olds these days. I mean, she... Firstly, social media is her job, so how dumb is she to put that out?
Yeah, why aren't you burning these accounts? Like, if I was her, I'd be deleting everything on Twitter. Yeah. She needs to take her Twitter and Facebook down.
It's just such an uneducated comment as well.
Well, do you know what she does need to do? She actually needs to acknowledge what was wrong with what she said and apologize. She is one of the only people that actually hasn't apologized over her behavior. Instead, on Wednesday afternoon, she was posting pictures of Kilmila and Mark clothing.
Well, particularly when she's an influencer who has a side account, which is apparently shows the real her and unedited moments, you think that might be the perfect forum to actually apologize?
Do you know what, though? I remember when all those Real and Raw accounts started popping up and I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. And now it's just like, if you're an influencer, you're actually Real and Raw on your account, yeah, and you don't need a separate account. I kind of feel like that's sort of disingenuous now.
Mm. Do you guys think it was a hard one, though, for influencers on the 26th of January? Because they either got slammed for putting something up, or a lot of them went really quiet as well. And it made people question, oh, are they doing something that we don't, you know, that they don't want us to see?
That thought actually did cross my mind with Steph Claire Smith and Laura Henshaw. Now, their company, Keep It Cleaner, posted a series of really helpful and educational facts about Australia Day and some advice about how you should actually spend the day. And they suggested working on Australia Day rather than actually celebrating it as a day off. However, it was quite clear that Steph and Laura were up at Steph's family property up at the river, and they were literally MIA on social media all day, but then went back to their regular posting today. To me, that was a little bit strange. But as you said, I can kind of see why some influencers aren't posting about it all, because then they open themselves up to being called out, especially with pages like Celeb Spellcheck, because they've got receipts. They're not letting anyone get away with virtue signaling.
Hello. Hello, everyone. Can somebody call me an ambulance? Because I'm in trouble. Time is moving really, really slowly, and everything is flat. I need you to call me an ambulance, or failing that, my mummy.
Let's get into Snog, Marry, and Avoid. And thank you to our listener, Beck, for sending this one in. She asked us, out of Jonathan Sauer, Kurt Tills, and the Honey Badger, who we would snog, marry, and avoid. Amy, quickly, I want a quick answer on this one.
I've got to say, I'd marry Kurt Tills because he does videography and I'm the videographer for our business. So I feel like we'd be able to create some epic content. This is hard. I'm going to say I'd avoid Jonathan Sauer because I feel like we've got enough beef with Madison Woolley. She doesn't seem to like our podcast very much, so I wouldn't want to do anything else to annoy her. And then I've got to say, I'd probably snog the Honey Badger then because he's pretty funny. Like, he's not my type at all, but it's a pretty interesting story. Yeah.
So I'm going to shake it up. I'm going to do a little bit differently. I think I would snog Jonathan Sauer because out of all of them, he probably is the best looking. But I would not marry him because I don't think there's much going on up there. I don't think I could have a great conversation with him.
Oh, come on. He's an accountant. That's a bit harsh.
Oh, but he's so self-absorbed.
Yeah, he's self-absorbed.
He's right for a kiss, but, you know, apart from that.
I'd feel embarrassed because I feel like he'd spend more time in front of the mirror than me. And yeah, I don't know if that's what you want in a guy.
And I'm really tossing up between the Honey Badger and Kurt to marry because I feel like I really like the Honey Badger on SAS. I don't know, like,
what, when he tackling Sabrina? Women?
No, well, not that. But, I mean, he was pretty impressive on there. Like, he was very fit.
Quite a specimen on there.
Yeah, quite a nice piece on there. But
we were to say that Sophie was impressed by Brandon's netball ability. So I feel like Sophie...
Yeah, doing stuff like that impresses me.
You'd like to be tackled by the Honey Badger, would you?
I have actually met Kurt in real life for a story that we did. So he's actually better looking in real life. So I feel like... I don't know.
Gotta pick one.
Tick, tick, tick. I feel like Kurt was quite lovely in real life. So I'm going to marry Kurt because I actually... go out with a videographer at the moment. So I feel like
not until Kurt's available.
I don't mean that.
Sorry. Brandon was so jealous of you meeting Kurt. It's like, what?
Anyway, so I reckon I'd pick Kurt to marry because he's more similar to Brandon. And I probably would have to avoid the Honey Badger. Oh, no, actually, I'm going to swap it. I'm going to pash the Honey Badger because of his heroic efforts on SAS. Let's throw Jonathan back to the avoid.
So you've just copied me.
His heroic efforts of tackling women. And
well, not that, but, you know, he got to the top three.
That's what Sophie's locked in.
All right, so you guys have copied each other again.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to be a bit different. Oh, it is tough. Oh, I don't... It's hard because I wouldn't really want to marry you and snog any of them. Well, no, look, I'll say marry Kurt because he seems like a trooper looking after Sarah. Like, he always seems to be doing nice things for her. So I'll say marry Kurt. And also,
he makes pretty cute kids.
I was going to say, Fox is so cute. So yeah, marry Kurt. I would avoid Jonathan Sauer because I just find him so irritating.
Okay, this is the same
YouTube.
As us.
I know. And I would snog the Honey Badger, I suppose.
So everyone's got a bit of something for the Honey Badger.
Actually, do you know what? I'm going to swap it. Jonathan Sauer is pretty hot, so I'll snog him and avoid Honey Badger.
You know what? It would be Jonathan when he was going out with Shani, when he was a little bit more natural.
Pre-veneers.
His little cute little teeth.
Look, I really want someone to send one in that we have differing opinions on because it would be nice to have a bit of
a
difference.
How are people meant to know what our types are?
That would be interesting if people can have a think that what will throw us off.
It's funny because in real life we actually date very different people. But then our celebrity crushes are usually the same, so I don't know.
Well, there was that one time when we all liked the same guy and said we'd never talk about it again. So
that didn't end up well.
You said on Instagram that you and Maddie didn't break up, but then why did you unfollow each other?
Okay, sometimes I can be a little bit dramatic. Okay.
I think the one that everyone's talking about is literally like you went out one night, I was in bed, and I'd literally fallen asleep. So Maddie's like thinking I was like shitty at her, but I was like, completely just at home falling asleep. You thought I was just angry at you, so I think you just...
Yeah.
That was literally it.
Well, let's get into our recommendations of the week. Kate, you got to kick us off.
Mine is a food one again. I want to recommend Moon Milk. So it's made by Naked Harvest, and it literally has changed my life. I have it before I go to bed, and I'm not the best sleeper, but I have been falling asleep on the couch like a baby, so relaxed and comfortable. I actually, to the point where I'm quite like out of it when I start drinking it. Like, it's a nice feeling. Like, you just feel really relaxed and zen. I've been loving it. And it tastes like hot chocolate.
It is delicious.
Well, my recommendation, I was going to say it's a weird one for me, but it actually isn't. It is the documentary on Hugh Hefner on Netflix. It's actually called American Playboy, The Hugh Hefner Story. And I say that it's actually not a weird one because back in the day, we actually used to watch The Girls of the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah, because that's not weird.
It was hilarious, that show. Anyway, so it is a 10-part documentary, but it's a really different documentary because It's normally in the sense that they interview people in his life, but then it's kind of weird because then part of it is an acted out story. And it's this guy playing Hugh Hefner and he's speaking from first person, but then it's weird because he'll be watching a TV and then the actual real Hugh Hefner will be on the TV. It's just very confusing.
Doesn't match up.
But it's actually a really interesting watch. I did not know that Marilyn Monroe was the first woman to be featured on Playboy.
Oh, really? Do you know what? Sorry, when you spoke about the TV show, all I could think about was that episode when there was a girl that was like, what's it called? The Playmate
of the Month.
Yeah, Playmate of the Month. Yeah. Or the, no, I think it was the year. And they had a big party for her. And they had a special photo shoot. And her dad came to the event and was like on set at the photo shoot.
Yeah.
It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. It's always stuck with me.
It was weird, wasn't it? Something that was really interesting was in the 60s, they had a nightclub where Playboy bunnies trained to be waitresses there. And the rigorous training they went through was insane.
So I love that your knowledge of the Playboy Mansion is like, zero before watching this. Like, that's quite well known.
I do find it hilarious because when Sophie really loves a TV show or a podcast, she ends up telling me like everything that happened in it, so I don't want to watch it. So I think we've got to cut you off there.
Well, I have actually only 4 episodes in, so I can't actually spoil the ending.
Oh my gosh, far out.
I mean, I think the ending is that he dies, but...
Amy, what about you?
I've got to recommend the Gemma Collins podcast. I don't know if you guys have listened to it.
I have listened to it. I haven't for a long time because she started talking about aliens.
Oh, yeah. She loves aliens. And you can tell where she gets all her zany thoughts from. It's clearly from her mum and dad because she was telling a story the other day where she said that her dad spoke through his mind to an alien on the train.
Wow.
Mm.
What?
And this is the content you're consuming,
is
it?
I love it because it's actually just so positive and uplifting.
What, aliens?
No, but she is like, she gets asked these ridiculous questions and her responses are hilarious.
Well, I think that's all we have time for you this Friday. We hope you all have a wonderful weekend and we look forward to being in your ears on Monday.
If you have enjoyed today's episode, could you please leave us a 5-star rating and a review because it really does help support the podcast.
And thank you to everyone who has been leaving lovely reviews recently. As I keep mentioning, we do have day jobs and this is something that we do for fun on the side. So it is really nice when people leave us a review because it does help us out and it makes it worth recording 2 podcasts a week.